I want to actually just talk about a few papers, and one that we found that you wrote, a journal I don't usually read, Diseases of the Esophagus, and I guess it was just published in the last month, a retrospective comparison of neoadjuvant chemotherapy regimens for locally advanced esophageal cancer. Can you talk a little bit about what you were trying to get across in that paper and what you think are some of the key clinical issues in this particular issue?
Well, I think that, again, there have been a variety of neoadjuvant regimens that have been used with or without radiation therapy for esophageal cancer. And I think that there are a number of issues that need to be considered with these regimens, particularly toxicity, efficacy, as well as the ability for patients then to move on to surgery, which is ultimately the goal for most of these patients. So we have over the years been experimenting with various regimens to see which ones can achieve the highest response rates, which have the least toxicity, and ultimately which ones we feel we should move forward with. Ultimately, we found that the cross regimen is really quite well tolerated, and it has become our standard since the publication in the New England Journal of Medicine now several years ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago now. And we found that really compared to older regimens that we had used, that there was improved efficacy, decreased toxicity. And I think that I'm not alone in really coming to the conclusion that although weekly paclitaxel and carboplatin is perhaps not as sexy as some of the other regimens that others have proposed, it really offers a nice balance between the ability to shrink the cancer, to achieve partial responses and even CRs, but also to get the patient to surgery. And we've really seen a much higher rate of patients being able to get to surgery than with many of the other regimens. So I think that it's really the total package that this cross regimen, this weekly paclitaxel and carboplatin, has provided for all of us.